This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McBean. As the impeachment inquiry proceedings enter into another week, the lawyer for the whistleblower who serious concerns about the Trump-Ukraine telephone call, which set off the House impeachment probe, says that his client has agreed to answer written questions from Republicans. Attorney Mark Zayed tweeted Sunday that the whistleblower will answer questions from the House Republicans. Meanwhile, VOA's Arash Arabasadi tells us that President Trump and his congressional party loyalists still argue that this is a witch hunt.
Republicans continued casting doubt on the legitimacy of the investigation led by Democrats that so far has been conducted behind closed doors.
Madam Speaker, when you look through this resolution and you see how one-sided, how Soviet-style this is running, this is the United States of America. Don't run a sham process, a tainted process like this resolution ensures.
Trump, too, has been far from silent.
The Democrats are crazed. They're lunatics. The impeachment thing is a hoax. Now, whether or not they tried pulling it off, it would be a disgrace.
Dozens of Republicans sit on committees involved in the impeachment probe. But the president's defenders say that's not enough. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
Anti-government protesters in Baghdad shut down roads and government offices in the Iraqi capital Sunday, escalating a month-long string of rallies demanding political change. Tens of thousands of demonstrators gathered in recent days in Baghdad's Tahrir Square and across southern Iraq, shutting down markets, factories, schools, and universities in protest of the political system in place since the 2003 U.S.-led invasion that toppled dictator Saddam Hussein. Smuggling gangs in Mexico are cutting through the virtual impenetrable wall that President Trump is having built along the U.S.-Mexico border to keep migrants and drugs out of the country. Mr. Trump offered his thoughts after the Washington Post disclosed the gangs